Yes. Bill Burr coming to town next week. Four shows at Arizona Financial Theater. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. One of the top comedians in the world.
The
also,
best.
Actor, director, podcaster. He's done it all.
Drummer.
Bill Burr joins us right now on the Arizona Sports Line. Bill, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it. And
thanks for having me.
Coming to Arizona at a good time before it gets deathly hot. But your experiences, I mean, you've been everywhere. You've done comedy everywhere. What have your experiences been like in Arizona?
I've always had a good time. I've being from the East Coast, like, I've always found, like, the desert, like, fascinating. At first, it was like, wow, this looks like Roadrunner Coyote. Then I hated it because it was so hot, and now I love it. I think it's beautiful. And I used to do the improv when I was out there. I would do that hike up Camelback Mountain, which going up wasn't bad. Coming down when your legs were like spaghetti and then you still had to do two shows was probably not the smartest thing that I did as a younger person. But I've always liked, there's something about like New Mexico and Arizona where if you live close enough to the big city, but outside of it, you really kind of have this nice, peaceful on your own living that I like.
Now, my partner and I are big fans for a long, long time. And what has changed is you have just blown up. You're doing arena tours. You're like Metallica now. What? How is it? Is it different doing comedy in just gigantic venues?
Well, you definitely have imposter syndrome in the beginning, like, why the hell are all these people coming to see me? But fortunately, the technology, with the screens and the sound, it's not like back in the day. Like, remember when you go to see a band back in the day? If you were in a venue where the sound was slapping against the walls, it was like, it was terrible to see a band in and stuff. And, back when I used to do that, I did some bigger radio shows. We used to do stand-up tours, and I had that experience of hearing my jokes echoing off the back of the place coming at me. They've gotten rid of all of that. So, like, even when I did, like, Fenway Park, it was, it just felt like a giant comedy club. It was incredible. So, it's not that,
That's cool.
It's not that difficult. Getting there, that was difficult, but once you're there, staying there, that's difficult, but the sound is great.
I mentioned when I was introducing you, and we're talking to Bill Burr, who's in town next week. Four shows at Arizona Financial Theater. He joins us here on the Arizona Sports Line. Director, that's on your list of accomplishments now. I watched Old Dads. I loved it. What did you make? How much did you enjoy the directorial process, being in charge of everything?
Oh, I got thrown into that. I had no desire to do it. But what happened was the pandemic. And everything shut down, including, show business. So no directors were available. Like, they all had their last project and whatever else they were committed to do next. So no one was available. So they were like, Bill, you should direct it. You wrote it. I'm like, I co-wrote it. And they're like, well, it's still in your voice. And I was like, I don't want to, this is too much work. I don't want to do it. And then they started saying, all right, well, it's going to go away. It's going to go away. And then I just said, okay, I'll do it. And it was, I'm so happy I did it, but it was an avalanche of work. Plus, I had to act in it and stuff, which sucks because then you have to look at like 50 takes of yourself. it's just awful watching yourself. I finally got over it after a while. Like, I watched so much footage of that movie. It's like I wasn't even watching me anymore. I'm like, can this guy just, look towards the camera? I'm like, oh, wait, that's me.
That's funny. One of your great bits, one of my favorite bits, is when you riff on how insanely jealous women get at the simplistic pleasure men are able to get from sitting in a lounge chair with a bowl of popcorn and a six-pack by their side, just watching football. What do you find funny about sports fans?
The fact that they think everyone else cheats except for them, the fact that they think the announcer hates their team but loves everybody else, the fact that they think the refs are this and that, I got to be honest, as a Patriots fan, watching that whole Otani scandal just kind of come and go is like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, we had the Colts, they were doing like Boss Hog stuff, like putting fake fire hydrants next to the Patriots going, oh, they talk next to hydrants. Like, I got to be honest, dude. That Deflategate thing, it's so ridiculous. It was an investigation, an independent investigation by the owner of the losing team, who was not even a reputable guy. And you would think that Goodell would have been like, you know, I do the investigations. Don't go over my head. And the fact that they upheld it, it blows my mind. But it's like, all right, I get it. It's a business. I don't know. But then to watch Ohtani be like, oh, yeah, that $4.5 million, that was my interpreter. It's like, how much are you paying this guy?
Bill Burr is our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Four shows next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Arizona Financial Theater. You can go to their website for tickets. Where else can they go for tickets, or is that the only place, Bill?
I have no idea. I don't deal with that part of the business.
All right,
I just make sure my act is ready to go, which it is. I'm ready to tape a special, so you got to get me at the top of my game when I come through.
That is awesome. Speaking of Boston sports, I mean, the Celtics are going into the playoffs as the favorite to win the whole thing. They've been close. They don't win this thing. Is it a failure, Bill?
I think guys like you would enjoy that, sure. This is what all non-athletic dad bod guys do. They did that to the kid on Milwaukee last year. Was it a failure? Is it a failure that you blah, blah? It's like every team fails every year except for one. The regular season is not the playoffs. That whole stupid thing, they do it every year, and they do it on purpose, where they put all of this weight on the regular season. And going into you know, the playoffs is completely different. First of all, it's usually the older teams, because the older teams know in March to save something, and the younger kids are still balling out and everything. They're gonna be gassed by mid-May, and these older guys are gonna have like an extra gear. And then secondly, anybody on any given night can beat the Warriors, the Lakers, whoever the hell the top teams are, one game. But to beat them 4 out of 7, it's just a completely different animal. Mm-hmm. And it happens in hockey all the time. They won the President's Trophy. How come they didn't win the Cup? They say that every year.
Yep,
every single year. It's like, because you have to, like, you know, that's playoffs are a war. Series, it's a
no
war.
Doubt.
All right? And it's like, I feel like the regular season is stretching, you know, before you get involved. So I have to be honest with you. The Celtics, we're loaded with talent. I think Holiday's experience is huge. What I don't like about the Celtics that I saw all year is that when we played like the Charlotte Hornets, we wouldn't destroy them. And all of a sudden we come out like, yeah, these guys stink. And next thing you know, we're in a game. And I just know that like all the great teams, they had like that killer instinct where even in the regular season when they played some, you know, bum ass team, like the game was over by the beginning of the third quarter.
No doubt.
We did not do that. We got into games with like some really bad teams, and there should have been an easy night, and the guys should have been sitting on the bench with like 3 minutes left in the third quarter having an easy night. And instead, you know, we would be like, you know, up by 2 or down by 6.
Now, I had read on this current tour that you are staying away from politics, and I laughed out loud because you said you could not believe that we are down to between choosing between two really old idiots.
Yeah.
So you're leaving a gold mine on the table, Bill.
Again, I look at this election like, you know when Hollywood makes a really bad movie and you're like, wow, that movie sucked, and then like 2 years later, a sequel is coming out. You're like, they're making another one of these things? Who the hell liked the first one? This is terrible. I would like to see two people in their 40s that, you know, are actually I would like to see two people in their 40s that would still have to live with the decisions that they make unlike these two old coots. And then secondly, I would like to see someone that actually talks about what is really happening in this country and is not immediately labeled a socialist, a communist, an anti-Semite, and they're just getting tarred and feathered. Anytime you say, you know, hey, you know, this one corporation buying up the whole all the houses, taking away the American dream, immediately. He's a socialist, he's a communist, he said anti-Semitic things, and they just destroy the guy. But if you're out there going like, everything our party does is great, but the other party's terrible. You're totally in.
Yep, it's true.
Bill, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for the time.
Love you, man.
Now you got me going. Now you got me going. If I was running things, I would immediately shut down Fox News and CNN, and I would try them all for treason.
There you go. There you go. Yes.
Their job every morning is to divide Americans. Their own. That's how they make money, dividing their own countrymen. They're horrible people. Don't listen to them.
You are the best, man. Keep rocking and rolling, Bill.
There you go. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bill Burr in town, Arizona Financial Theater. Next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Go to 5.
I'm guessing you're pretty good as a comedian if you have 4 nights.